This is Reverend Bookburn going on in about a minute. Tapers and relay broadcasters going on in about a minute or two. Okay, we are ready. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight, we are, of course, going to continue a sacred holiday tradition. Tonight is the Palm and Stroke Sunday show. And, what's that? Oh, tonight is the sacred Palm and Sunday. Okay, the Palm and Stroke Sunday show. And we are hearing that everything technical is going okay. So we're going to proceed. So we'll talk about fun we can have for Palm and Stroke Sunday. And give you some songs to make palming and stroking just a little bit more fun. And also cover the second anniversary of the war. And the worldwide actions that occurred. And including in here, despite the dismal coverage from the corporate media, we'll cover the anniversary, which is this coming Tuesday, March 22nd, of Right to Privacy Day, a Supreme Court case fought by Bill Baird of the Pro-Choice League that set the legal precedent for the Roe versus Wade decision that legalized abortion. The fetus that's on the way, saving CBGBs, and of course, anticipation for it's, well, it's no longer Good Friday, it's Great Fucking Friday. And we'll talk about that. Some stuff from Italy, the fetus of a book burner that is forthcoming, and all kinds of great shit. First, let's start off with something holy, since it's a holy and sacred traditional holiday, and I am clergy. We're going to play a track by the Dead Milkmen from the Metaphysical Graffiti release. This is entitled Methodist Coloring Book.
Hey, there's a big airplane going by.
Get it! Go! Go! Leave it! Get it on the track!
Get it! Get it! Catch it!
I got it!
Color outside the line. glass is a wall that built all the guns, that built the death planes, that built the big bombs, that hide behind walls, that hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. Then you turn and run farther when the gospel is fine. Like Jesus of old, you lie and deceive. My world war can be won, want me to believe. But I see through your eyes, like I see through your brain. The water that runs down my drain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. Yeah. Now listen to this. Why you pressing the triggers for the others to fire? Then you sit back and watch as the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion as the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. Flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. Well, you throw the worst fear that can never be hallowed. Fear that brings children into this world. Threatening my baby, unborn in my name. You ain't with the blood that runs in your veins. You ain't with the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know to talk out of town? You must say that I'm young, must say I'm alone. There's one thing I know, though I'm younger than you. Even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you a question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? Death takes its toll. All the money you made will never bother your soul. All the money you made will never bother your soul. And I hope that you die and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket on a pale afternoon. And I'll watch while you go on your deathbed. And I'll stand on your grave till I'm sure that you're dead. And I'll stand on your grave till I'm sure that you're dead. And I'll stand on your grave till I'm sure that you're dead. Back at the exact spot, back at the rip-off, need acting in the ass, back at
you heard Rise Against doing Blood Red, White and Blue. DOA did Masters of War and Fat Cat. Dead Boys did High Tension Wire. And started off with the Dead Milkmen doing Methodist Coloring Book. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org from 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA. And repeat broadcasted, allegedly, on Tuesday nights from 7 to 9. And Wednesday mornings from 6 to 8, also East Coast Time, USA. And I know there's been problems with that. Sometimes it starts late or is not at all. I have nothing to do with that. But if it happens, like it says on the schedule on the wall, it'll be on the times that I just announced on Tuesday nights and Wednesday mornings. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and repeat broadcasted, oh so appropriately, on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend for show ideas, song requests, birthdays, feedback for shows already done, or ideas for the forthcoming themed shows, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before George W. Corporate Ho Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Next week on The Reverend Is In, another sacred traditional holiday show. Next week is Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And we'll have a lot of fun with this additional sacred holiday tradition. And got some great tunes and ideas for that one already done. In 2 weeks, April 3rd, there is no Reverend Bookburn show. April 3rd, show canceled. And returning April 10th. Future shows include the April 17th show, the Reverend Bookburn birthday show, and there's a lot of surprises that I'm not supposed to know about, and some possible out-of-town people that you don't get to hear much from on the show, and some very special guests, but I'm not supposed to know too much about it, so, but that'll be a fun show to do, to be sure. And I think the only other sacred holiday show in the foreseeable future is, of course, in May, which is, of course, the Memorial Day show, and that's always fun to do, and hopefully we'll have a live guest for that one. Other future themes include Recovery for Propagandists, where we will discuss the 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems, as well as the misuses of the term addiction and the bullshit propagandistic uses of the term, including love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, golf club addiction, etc. All of that, and we'll have a lot of fun with it, as well as clinically covering that kind of trip when we do the Recovery for Propaganda show. And another future theme is Pubic Property, where we will discuss sex negativism and Puritan posturing from all schools of thought and spheres of life, liberal and conservative, left wing and right wing. fundamentalist Christian cultists and groupthink freethinkers, and even certain kinds of women's studies classes. Sex negativism covered extensively, and of course with lots of fun music and humor when we do the Pubic Property Show. So far, every idea from every book burner who contributed to the Pubic Property Show is to be incorporated. Other future themes include 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, the official opening of the White House corporate brothel, and of course, because they're the most deranged, fucked up, mentally ill people on the face of this earth, worse than all the combined serial killers on the planet in modern history, the war criminal Bush regime, of course, we are going to attempt to provide psychotherapy, that's right, psychotherapy for the war criminal Bush regime. Additional future themes include Free SpongeBob and the Reverend's official revealing of the DaPinch Me code. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. The Reverend still sick as hell, as is Marlon over there, but still wanting to do the sacred holiday traditional show. Let's see, we're going to talk a little bit about CBGBs if time permits. The New York club where the earliest punk bands played, the earliest hardcore bands played, and bands ever since who have played the underground music scene, and bands like the Dead Boys, who we heard it a couple songs ago, and we're going to talk about saving them. The second anniversary of the war, and of course, this Tuesday's anniversary of Right to Privacy Day. And we will get through that despite illness and despite some technical glitches that are over here, which I have to address for a minute. Here is part of a song by Rise Against. Okay, all is well on the technological front, so let's get into it. First, we'll cover this Tuesday's Right to Privacy Day, since that is coming up. We're going to play a song for Bill Baird. If you've never heard it on this show or anywhere else before, Right to Privacy Day occurred on March 22nd, 1972. And that was a Supreme Court fight that resulted in birth control being legalized for non-married people. And for the first time, it wasn't the case before then. And Bill Baird fought it to the Supreme Court on his own expense, no support from the sacred big corporate movement groups. And that set the primary legal precedent for Roe versus Wade, which legalized abortion less than a year later in January 1973, was quoted six times in the Roe decision, and it formed the crafting of the language of Roe versus Wade. Bill Baird is owed a big thanks to everyone who values freedom of any kind, and especially people who value reproductive freedom. So hopefully you will go to ProChoiceLeague.com and say thank you to Bill Baird and Joni Scott of the Pro-Choice League, and even send a few bucks if you can, and acknowledge Tuesday's Right to Privacy Day, and maybe even have a little party or gathering or tribute or benefit or whatever you do. And let's see. Yes, we will talk about palming and stroking. I see you over there. We will get into that. And great fucking Friday, yes. I always discuss that at the time of year. I got that wrong last week. It was actually this coming Friday is great fucking Friday. So be sure to celebrate accordingly. And at this time, I knew nothing in this beautiful Philadelphia area from where we are broadcasting the show, that is a good means of celebrating such a great fucking holiday. But last Friday was the marijuana log show. The Reverend coughing and hacking and no energy and didn't go. But I heard it was great, and I'm going to play you a track from the Marijuana Log CD in the next set. And want to say thank you also to everybody who protested the war this past weekend. Unprecedented numbers. And it was worldwide. And contrary to the Bush ass-licking corporate media, and I don't really mean any slander or disrespect or offense to people who are really into ass licking, but despite the corporate media, there were also protests throughout this nation, and impressively, there is a growing anti-war movement from Iraq war vets, and as North Carolina especially has seen. And it was worth acknowledging that they were out in the streets, and as well as a very large cross-section of anti-war activists. There's a good article on the corporate media non-coverage of it by Scott Galendez at truthout.org. And to find out about the anti-war movement anywhere in the world, you can go to unitedforpeace.org. All right. That was also this weekend. And there is a fetus in the inner circles of the book burners. And we're going to play a song for the fetus a little later on. And that's all I'm allowed to talk about it. I don't know when I'm going to be allowed to talk about it or why that is the case, but more as the story develops. And we're just going to play that little thumb sucker some songs in the meantime as we discover them. And I have a great song for him or her coming up. And if you want to vote for the sexiest vegetarian in the sexy vegetarian contest, you can go to, and that's for either gender, so whatever gender you are into, or you're into everything, you can go to goveg.com, 1G, GoVeg.com, and you can vote for either gender or both. And let's see. Some news on last week's theme. At the last minute, we were thrown into a Medicaid crisis. Last week's theme was Save Medicaid. And the outcome of that, if you haven't heard, was victory. So, congratulations if you had any participation in that, or if you were just cheering in your cheerleading outfit next to your computer. It was won, the thing called the Smith-Bingaman Amendment, which said don't make the extreme Medicaid cuts right now. Let's start a commission to study Medicaid, and which means probably a setup for future cuts, but it bought some time. That was the case. It did pass by a vote of 52-48, so the very sick Senate Budget Committee's proposed cuts that were twice as deep as the cuts proposed by George W. Numbnuts Bush were stopped by the passage of the Smith-Bingaman Amendment, a tremendous victory, also worth celebrating this coming great fucking Friday. And hello to the bookburners in the Italy party for the past week or so. And in Italy news, the nation of Italy is pulling out of the Iraq war. Definitely a victory and worth partying. So break out some more wine and whatever else you used to party with, Italian bookburners, and congratulations on another victory. There is good news in these dark ages, and we want to acknowledge that and celebrate everything we can. And there's a good written piece on masturbation, speaking of Palm and Stroke Sunday, at a Dr. Susan Block site, drsusanblock.com, called Masturbation 101, in which she discusses techniques and discusses stuff like toys and innovative ways to palm and stroke. Masturbation 101 at drsusanblock.com. And the Reverend wants to encourage not only reading that, but to do whatever you're going to do with another consenting, fully grown human who's not in a coma, or by yourself. And masturbation is sex with someone you love. To do so without guilt. To do so without all the shit that was programmed into your head, starting from roughly the maternity ward. The bullshit from the politicos, the bullshit from the religious leaders, and the people who are pretend sex negatives until it's dark or until no one's looking. So, have fun, guilt-free, deprogram the shit that was programmed into your head, and we will help you on that on the show. That is a part of what we're about here. Happy palming and stroking. We're going to play a set of songs in that vein. We're going to start off with a song by a couple of perverts called the Stanley Brothers, in which they got divinely touched while they were doing what they do best with themselves. This sacred, lewd song, obviously about masturbation, is by the Stanley Brothers and is entitled Somebody Touched Me.
I was singing, somebody touched me. While I was singing, somebody touched me. While I was singing, somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory.
somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Preaching, somebody touched me. While I was preaching, somebody touched me. While I was preaching, somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord.
I didn't know he smoked pot. For years and years, Arj Barker was high on life. But eventually, I built up a tolerance. Some people think that I use marijuana to hide from my problems, but whatever. That would take a pretty big clump of marijuana for me to actually be able to hide behind it. I don't got that kind of money. Some people think that if you use marijuana for a long time, it affects your ability to reason with maturity. But you know what? The people who say that are a bunch of poo-poo caca pee-pee faces. What they say is what they are. Gosh. But the body's a temple, they say. The body's a temple, Arj. A temple, I tell you. Well, that might be true, but I'm not religious. So what I like to do is lease my temple to demons for private parties.
In researching our favorite drug, we discovered that there is a species out there known as the non-pot smoker. I know. I was like, really? Whatever. Now, we discovered that many of these non-pot smokers, or NPSers, if you will, don't partake because they fear marijuana's alleged side effects. Okay, key word there, side effects.
Turn to, I don't. Hi there, folks. Me too. You got to bear with me. I'm very tired of traveling and very tired of doing comedy and very tired of staring out at your vacant faces looking back at me, wanting me to fill your empty lives with humor you couldn't possibly think of yourselves. Good evening. It's been a while since I've been here. It's great to be back wherever I am. I always love it when I'm here. Lots happened, I guess. Hey, man, that Clarence Thomas thing. I guess you watched that, eh? Boy, I tell you something. I learned something very important watching that Clarence Thomas hearing. Do you know what I learned? I don't stand a fucking chance. Don't even call the committee to order. It'd be a real short hearing. Well, Mr. Hicks, are you familiar at all with a video series called Clam Lappers Volumes 1 through 90? All of them? I don't recall. Mr. Hicks, are you familiar at all with a man named Manuel who works at the Show World Adult Video Parlor? Manny! Mr. Hicks, they subpoena me. They subpoena me. But I tell you, after the Pee Wee Herman thing and then after the Clarence Thomas hearings, pornography's gotten a really bad name in our country. And I'd like to state for the record right now, I love pornography. Love it. I have tapes that are pure fucking art, I'm telling you. People fucking sucking every imaginable position, the finest looking women fucking sucking. I love it. For the record. Well, Mr. Hicks, thank you for your testimony. I don't know if we have a place for you right now on the Supreme Court. But boy, you ever thought about becoming a senator? Come here, boy. Bring some of them tapes over here. Look at that. Whoa. Bring them over to Teddy's house. Yeah, look at that there. Woo, she go to that like a duck to water. Look at that there. How, how, how. That is one of my big fears in life, that I'm going to die, you know, and my parents are going to have to come clean out my apartment. Find that porno wing I've been adding on to for years. There'll be two funerals that day. You see my mom going through my stuff. Look, honey, here's Bill when he was a Cub Scout. Look how cute my baby is. His little short pants and his little hat. Look how cute my baby was. I wonder what's in this box over here. Rear Entry, Volume 1 through 40. You're the only guy going through the gates of heaven with his mom spanking him. Mom, they were on sale. Someone named Manny called. Oh, shit. I don't understand anything, so there you go. You know my problem? I watch too much news, man. That's my problem. That's why I'm so depressed all the time. I figured it out. I watch too much CNN, man. I don't know if you've ever sat around and watched CNN longer than, say, 20 hours in one day. I don't recommend that.
Trade. Beach. or you're in a better place. Just remember there's no winner in this fucking human race. I know you might be searching for some meaning on this earth. There'll be death and nature in the back by giving it to birth.
You heard two tracks from the great release by Leftover Crack from their CD Fuck World Trade. You heard Clear Channel, Fuck Off, and Life is Pain. Before that, you heard Bill Hicks doing Greetings and Sex on Trial. The Scandals did Forgive This. And that was for the pedophile priests running amok in this world. And from Marijuana Logs, you heard High on Life. And started off with the Stanley Brothers doing their song for Palm and Stroke Sunday of Divine Genital Touching, Somebody Touched Me. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is the Palm and Stroke Sunday show. And I hope that first song helped a lot. and there's more to come. And we are dealing with Palm and Stroke Sunday, as well as miscellaneous other things that are in accordance with this month of March 2005. And I wanted to point out a comic at U-Comics, just the letter U, ucomics.com, on faith-based social services providers discrimination. And it's in a section called Another Editorial Cartoon. And the artist is called Some Guy. And I think what you do is you go to the current cartoon by Some Guy and hit previous page until you see someday soon, question mark, or no, later this year, question mark, and a new social services provider and a job training facility where it says the one true Church of God on the outside and a bunch of crosses. A new classic and worth emailing to everyone you know. And that is from ucomics.com. And thank you, Bookburner, who sent that. You know the Reverend loves comics. Okay. The newest find from Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia. And if you ever go to Philadelphia, if you're outside this area, a must stop is at Wooden Shoe Books and Records, run by an autonomous nonprofit collective on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. This is a book by one of the guys who was a founding member of Monty Python named Terry Jones. And this book is entitled Terry Jones's War on the War on Terror. And it's from Nation Books. And there's so much in this book that is right on, and there's so much in this book that is funny, and so much that is absolutely priceless. But since it's the second anniversary of the war, I thought I'd read from it and maybe do a little more later if time permits. This chapter was entitled A Sacred Prophet, but the word sacred is crossed out and it says A Scared Prophet. I can see the future. How are you blessed with this mystic ability, O prophetic one? I received my gift through watching George W. Bush on NBC News. What does this gift tell you of the future, O prophetic one? I see U.S. weapons inspectors touring Iraq and discovering chemical or biological weapons of mass destruction in convincing quantities. Does your gift tell you how the U.S. weapons inspectors find them when the U.N. inspectors failed? No, but I see a White House spokesman saying the U.S. inspectors have been told where to look by captured human Iraqis, to use the George W. Bush's telling phrase. I see Donald Rumsfeld assuring us that anything the U.S. does will be much more efficient than anything the U.N. does. What does efficient mean, O prophetic one? It means helpful to the plans of Donald Rumsfeld. What else could efficient mean, O tiny-brained picker of other people's noses? What else does the future hold? I see Jack Straw with a dreadful smirk on his face. I see Anthony Blair with a dreadful smirk on his face. I see them both holding endless press conferences in which they repeat, "We told you so," over and over again. On the other hand, I see many people thinking that the U.S. weapons inspectors did not learn anything from the captured human Iraqis, and that the U.S. inspectors themselves have planted the weapons of mass destruction specifically so that Jack Straw and Anthony Blair can hold press conferences and say, "We told you so." But surely no one can really believe that where the UN inspectors failed to find weapons of mass destruction, the US inspectors really have found some. I see Jack Straw and Anthony Blair repeating, "We told you so," so often that it doesn't matter. The finding of the weapons of mass destruction becomes a fact that is endlessly repeated in the press until everyone forgets that the people who found the weapons of mass destruction had a vested interest in finding them. In fact, if they hadn't found them, they would be liable to prosecution as war criminals. But if Iraqis had these weapons, why didn't they use them? I see a White House spokesman telling journalists that Iraq didn't use its WMD because it was too scared and that it shows that it was right to bomb them. No, wait. There is another press conference. In this one, the White House spokesman is saying that the U.S. military strike was so fast and effective that the Iraqis simply didn't get a chance to use their WMD. And do the people believe such rubbish? Oh, prognosticator of political poppycock. What people really believe doesn't matter. It's how to get them to conform that matters. That's what worked for Saddam Hussein, and there's no reason why it shouldn't work for George W. Bush. What does your gift of prophecy tell you about the UN's role in the rebirth of Iraq, O gifted seer? I see a for sale sign hanging outside the UN building on the East River. I see another sign on the same building. It says Trump Casino Resort. I see an office somewhere in Boston. Outside a sign reads Oxfam America, now incorporating the United Nations. But surely George W. Bush promised Anthony Blair that the UN would play a central role in the future Iraq. That was in Belfast, oh brain of a Christmas turkey without the stuffing. No promises made in Belfast mean anything. What else do you... I see us spending on the U.S. military rising to 3.5 and 3.9% of the gross national product. I see the U.S. waging multiple simultaneous large-scale wars. I see U.S. planes making preemptive strikes on any nation that might threaten American superiority. I see the U.S. destroying any ballistic missiles and WMD that might allow lesser states to deter U.S. military action by threatening U.S. allies in the American homeland itself. Oh, far-seeing one. You could tell all this simply from seeing George W. Bush interviewed on NBC News? No, I was quoting from Rebuilding America's Defenses, the blueprint for the present U.S. government's foreign policy. And blessed as I am with the gift of foresight, it scares the shit out of me. That is from Tony Jones' War on the War on Terror. Observations and denunciations by a founding member of Monty Python, Nation Books, 2005. And that's enough reading for right now. And let's see. All right, we covered the plugs. We'll play the Fetus song coming up. If you like this Leftover Crack release, it's from AlternativeTentacles.com, Jello Biafra's label, as is a Greg Palast CD, which is in the forthcoming set, along with their song for the Fetus. And we're going to play a song for Bill Baird from the ProChoiceLeague.com, since it's the almost anniversary. May 22nd is the anniversary of Right to Privacy Day. And let's see. We'll play more masturbation stuff. But first, let's play a song and dedicate it to all the people who protested the war this past weekend in record numbers. It was awesome. It was covered by independent media. Where else? It is great to see the anti-war movement ignited. Please check out an article at commondreams.org on "The Bush Regime Has Nothing to Worry About" from CBS. Thank you, everyone who took a stand. This is by Toxic Reasons. It is entitled Mercenary.
Then he said, and he said this, he said, war has no certainty except the certainty of sacrifice. And he would know, you know, because he was a war hero during the war in Vietnam himself. I don't know why you're laughing. He was a fighter pilot. The Top Gun, the Tom Cruise of the Texas Air Guard, which is kind of a weekend war hawks army for war heroes who hate the sight of blood, especially their own. And now, see, that's very important. It was very interesting because now we're on a college campus, and I know that our president is fighting a three-front war. So he's fighting against Osama, and he's fighting against Saddam, wherever he may be. And he's fighting against affirmative action, right? Because he's been to, like, schools like this, and I guess seen too many black kids in school. And because he has said, our president, no one should get their position except through merit. Yes. Well, no, but now you may think, therefore, you may think that, you know, that maybe there was some affirmative action used to get his skinny white bottom out of Vietnam and into the Texas Air Guard. But in fact, he took a test to get the Top Gun position. Thousands of kids took that test to get into the cool job in the Air Guard. And now, of course, Bush, out of a possible score of 100, he scored 25. It's true. I looked it up. You know, as an investigative reporter that I am. I'm looking at these records here. And so I think, maybe there was some affirmative action used, but, and I don't want you to think, you know, maybe a call made by his daddy, the very powerful congressman who was so quick to send other men's sons to Vietnam, right? Right? Because I don't want any of you to have the impression, to leave here with the impression that our president is in fact a draft-dodging chicken shit coward who is willing to send other kids to their death for his beliefs. Yeah. Now, I don't want you to get that idea.
Okay, let's play a song for Bill Baird. And if you haven't heard earlier, Tuesday, March 22nd, is the anniversary of Baird versus Eisenstadt, the Supreme Court case that legalized birth control for non-married people and set the precedent for Roe versus Wade decision that legalized abortion. Still active, still fighting, still independent, still grassroots. And could use a couple of bucks, but please write and say thank you and visit prochoiceleague.com. Tuesday is Baird versus Eisenstadt, and the song is by Sandy Rapp, by her Flag and the Rainbow CD, entitled Ballad of Billy Baird.
Took to the streets when he saw a woman die from an underground abortion. What keeps you going, Billy Baird? What keeps flowers in your hair? Well, you've been so long singing the good song, you keep the 60s rolling on. He bought a van with all he had and set about to spread the word. When just a mention of prevention was illegal to be heard, three times to court was Billy Baird, the highest court in all the land. When it was seen as criminally obscene to speak of a parenthood that's planned, if the right to privacy means anything at all, it is to choose whether or not to bear a child. So spoke the court in 72 when Billy Baird's first case made birth control legal for singles in the USA. What keeps you going, Billy Baird? What keeps flowers in your hair? Singing a good song, you keep the 60s rolling on. There was a bomb in 79. No doubt Bill was meant to die. Billy escaped, but the morning breakdown, they burned his clinic to the ground. They say the devil in his face, and shoot the windows from his place. They're for creation, not information, and they've killed 9 providers now to date. And the court decided twice again for Billy Baird. Cited Baird v. Eisenstadt 6 times in Roe v. Wade. Then Baird faced jail again, this time for rights of gays. For years he was denied the vote for felonies such as these. Some leaders thought he cut a deal, too radical to be for real. Maybe he's here to play, maybe he's CIA, maybe he wouldn't last for long. 30 years and 9 has been and gone. Billy's doing fine and going strong. Still he's without a dime, fighting the good fight, keeping the 60s in his song. What keeps you going, Billy Baird? What keeps the flowers in your hair? When you've been so long singing the good song, you keep the 60s rolling on and on and. You've been so long singing the good song, you keep the 60s rolling on.
Okay, let's do another dedication. This is for the inner circle book burner person around here who is carrying a fetus. And we will cover that when I am allowed to talk about it. And hopefully we'll have a Reverend Bookburn baptism on the air. And all kinds of fun with that in the future. But right now, this is for the Bookburner's fetus from Sesame Street's Born to Add release. This is the title track, Born to Add.
Out here, it's the thing to be. I'm not good at riddles.
You're not good at riddles? That's for you to figure out, I suppose.
See, but that's a riddle. I'm not good at riddles. You know, I'm not good at what has 13 legs, crawls up, and also acts as a conveyor belt. I'm not good at that.
Well, this has
so if it's a joke, give me the answer. If it's not a joke, if you know the answer, tell me. If it's a riddle, give me the riddle thing. If you don't know the answer, what is it, then I don't know what you're talking about.
Simple question. Why can't I touch it?
What is it, then I don't know what you're talking about.
Simple question. Why can't I touch it? 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 Simple question. Why can't I touch it?
I know that I'm alone. Feeling kind of horny, got a tingle in my bone. Go and grab a penthouse, it's the one with Sharon Stone. Hey, masturbator. Go a little faster and it's feeling kind of nice. Once ain't enough, so I have to do it twice. If you wanna smack the monkey, I can give you good advice. Hey, masturbator. Down the towel so I keep my coffee clean. Never shake my hand cause you don't know where it's been. Hey, masturbator. I do it in my car while I'm driving down the street. One hand on the wheel and the other on my feet. I can't get out the car cause I'm sticking to the seat. Hey, masturbator. Masturbator, choke the chicken, hold the knob, squeezing the tomato. I flipped him in November, now I'm gonna decorate her. Hey, masturbator. Buffing the banana, but still there's a chicken bacon. Pounding on the flounder and it's mayonnaise I'm making. Smack the prank, watch the carrot, got my hand to take it. Hey, masturbator.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a good one. Sunday, March 20th, 2005 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. We have no runners up. We just have the main asshole. Asshole of the week is Mr. Ebbers, the CEO of WorldCom Corporation, found guilty of the largest corporate fraud scam in U.S. history. Larger than the Regus crime family's scam from Adelphia Communications and Cable Systems. Larger even than Neil Bush's savings and loan and Silverado scam. Even larger than George W. Numbnut's friends in Enron's scam. The largest scam in corporate crime history. Convicted and awaiting sentencing and appealing for sympathy. But Mr. Ebbers, here at Independent Media on The Reverend Is In, you are bequeathed the award, Asshole of the Week. And definitely heard enough of that sound. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Artist Unknown did Masturbator. Porn Orchard did Why Can't I Touch It. From Sesame Street, you heard Born to Add. And from Sandy Rapp, you heard Ballad of Billy Baird. Greg Palast did George W. War Hero from his Weapon of Mass Instruction live spoken word CD from AlternativeTentacles.com, and started off with Toxic Reasons doing Mercenary and War Hero. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is the sacred annual holiday traditional show, Palm and Stroke Sunday. Next week is Easter, what some people will do to get nailed, and in 2 weeks, no show. So, still awaiting the feedback and input of others for the Reverend's deciphering of the DaPinchMe code, and of course taking in more contributions for the pubic property show and the recovery for propaganda show. And you're sending great stuff, and even better, you're sending your Reverend great cartoons. And for information on the morning after pill, especially people if you're returning from spring break, or RU486, otherwise known as the abortion pill, and miscellaneous contraceptive information that is increasingly inaccessible thanks to the delusional abstinence-only education, to misuse the word education, policies, go to abortionaccess.org. And believe it or not, we have nothing to plug. So that means there is time for another reading from Monty Python co-founder Terry Jones's brand new book, Terry Jones's War on the War on Terror. This is a portion of the book, this is laid in the book, entitled Rumsfeld and Reality. Donald Rumsfeld reluctantly testified in the investigations into the torture and humiliation of Iraqi prisoners in Abu Ghraib, which is a place, this is not part of the book, but which is a place where so many people for whom they had no reason to suspect them of being associated with any of the enemy groups were found to be held, similar to Guantanamo. I am sure, this is the book, I am sure the whole world is grateful to Donald Rumsfeld for pointing out in his testimony to the Senate Armed Services Committee that Iraqi detainees are human beings. Quote, I feel terrible about what happened to these Iraqi detainees, he said. They're human beings. Many of us, I'm sure, had totally overlooked this important fact. I know there's no real excuse, but you see, many of us only ever see Iraqi detainees when they've got bags over their heads. And it's easy for us to forget that people with bags over their heads might be human beings. So I, for one, am grateful to the Defense Secretary for reminding us that they are. In fact, I think he should go further. I think he should also make sure that we realize that the old men, women, and children whom his snipers have been picking off in Fallujah are human beings as well. The woman hanging up her washing on the roof of her house who was shot by a U.S. sniper, she was human. The ambulance drivers gunned down while taking the wounded and dying to the hospital, they were human too. So I imagine were the wounded and dying, it's so easy to think of them only as collateral damage or insurgents or rebels, especially when that's what Mr. Bush and Mr. Blair call them. Perhaps Mr. Rumsfeld should instruct his people to stress the humanness of these Iraqis when they are announcing the casualty figures in their war on terrorism. Except they can't do that, I suppose, because Mr. Rumsfeld has ordered them not to keep count of the Iraqis who get killed while we are still saving them from Saddam Hussein. It's difficult to see dead Iraqis as human if they don't officially exist. In fact, Mr. Rumsfeld warns us that this whole seeing Iraqis as humans business is not as easy as one might at first think. Even Mr. Rumsfeld himself has problems, he confides. In his testimony, the defense secretary revealed that unless he actually sees photos of Iraqi suffering, he has difficulty in conceiving of them as human beings. His actual words were, "It is the photographs that gives one the vivid realization of what actually took place. Words don't do it. The words that there were abuses, that it was cruel, that it was inhumane, all of which is true, that it was blatant, you read that and it's one thing. You see the photographs and you get a sense of it, and you cannot help but be outraged." You can see his problem. It must be very difficult for him to be in charge of the mightiest military machine on earth when he can only perceive reality through pictures. I mean, Mr. Rumsfeld might have gone along with the bright idea of putting bags over prisoners' heads, even though the European Court of Human Rights declared it to be a quote, a practice of inhuman and degrading treatment, end quote. But as long as it's just all words, it would never occur to him that it might be a form of torture. In the same way, the Army Manual for the Treatment of Prisoners Since 9/11 may recommend hooding and blindfolding, the use of vicious dogs, loud music and bright lights, isolation, and forcing detainees into, quote, stress positions. But as long as it's only something in a book, Mr. Rumsfeld is not going to be responsible for what the soldiers on the ground get up to. And if by any chance it turns out that they were doing unpleasant things to their detainees, it's obviously their fault because Mr. Rumsfeld hadn't seen the pictures. He'd only read the reports. All this may also explain why the defense secretary has been so keen to prevent photos of the coffins of American soldiers appearing in the press or on television. It would never do for the mothers and fathers or even the wider American public to be reminded that these unfortunate young men were once human beings. No wonder Mr. Rumsfeld has given up looking at newspapers, as he told the U.S. troops in Abu Ghraib. Far too many pictures in them. The actress, sure, recently told C-SPAN Broadcasting that she had spent the day at Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C. with young American soldiers who had lost arms and legs in Iraq. She said, quote, "I wonder why Cheney, Wolfowitz, Bremer, and the president aren't having their pictures taken with all these guys," end quote. I guess it's all part of the same thing. Mr. Rumsfeld's idea that people aren't human unless they've had their photos published. What's more, if Rumsfeld, Cheney, Wolfowitz, Bremer, and the rest saw themselves in photos with the boys their policies have maimed, it might remind them that they too are human, which, judging by the way they wield power, is not how they see themselves. From Terry Jones' War on the War on Terror, Observations and Denunciations by a Founding Member of Monty Python Nation Books, 2005. And there is time for a few more songs. I got a great masturbation classic for Palm and Stroke Sunday. So we'll do the credits and then we'll play some final tunes. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration for tonight's Palm and Stroke Sunday show. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, who was also very sick. Father Oblivion from Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lord Jesus, Kenny Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, no relation to any stalking Christian psychopath, and former bride on the show and future guest on the show, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, Lady Pixan, Sister Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe, the Limptic, Malik, Leanne, and Tim, the Reverend thanks, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi and family, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and now Portuguese Bookburners, all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah Laerne, the coffee goddesses, Vampira, Dark Lady from darklady.com, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeg.com. Please go there and celebrate Right to Privacy Day. ProChoiceLeg.com. All Clinic Defenders. Jennifer Hunter, DSI, Genevieve, Pie Man from PieMan.org. Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey. Wood and Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. Joe Keithley and DOA. Mr. Scott and Family. Tara, Jenna Egg. Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick. Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, Merck and Family, Arizona Dude at the Dead Milkman Show, Bonnie, Neen, Annalie, Nicole, Lonnie, the Lucy Pro-Choice Group, Leah, Andy, and the Raheel Group at Beloit University, Susie Lick, Julie Deadhead, Dr. Feelgood and Family, Annie Oakley, Carol Queen, Void Control, The Midnight Creeps, Diane Forenbecker and Family and Friends, Silver Nails, Champion Lombard, Elizabeth Vaults, and the luscious Demonica, who will be returning on the show when she can, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay, Bill and Mia, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show, Michael Moore, Dallas Blanchard, to Bushlickers Everywhere, to all of independent media, to everybody palming and stroking on this sacred holiday special night, and to all bookburners, thank you. Let's play you a song to help you with your palming and stroking by a band from the Philly area performing live in Cherry Hill, New Jersey in 1980. This is the A's doing Teenage Jerk Off.
This is sort of my theme song, I believe. I mean, we can't all be like cool rock and roll stars and stuff like that. Some of us have to be teenage jerk offs. We'll be right back. Thank you. This is something from our new album.
That was so beautiful. All right, we'll play a few special tracks and then get ready to pack up and leave here. Write to the Reverend at Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Next week is Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. In 2 weeks, no show. And coming up in April, the Reverend's birthday show, which will be very special. And happy palming and stroking. Here's some more tunes.
Some calm and pleasant. If you lose your head, you lose control of the interview. Interview, 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 interview.
What's up? Yeah!
You heard Us 101 doing World of Our Own. Blanks 77 did I Don't Wanna Be. United 121 did Regrets, and started off with the A's doing Teenage Jerk Off. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight has been Palm and Stroke Sunday, and we are going to sign off. We're wishing you very happy palming and stroking, and whatever you do to acknowledge this sacred holiday. Next week is Easter, what some people will do to get nailed, and we'll have a lot of fun and some great tunes for that show. We're going to play one more tune and get out of here. This is by The Offspring, and it is entitled Baghdad.